Hi there, Henry.
Hi there, Poop.
Well, let's try to avoid that in the future, okay? This is a serious show me and mommy do.
All right. Hi, this is Henry.
Yeah, you don't have to push your nose into the mic cover as hard as you're doing now. Yeah. Oh, and this is Griffin McElroy, and this is wonderful. What kind of stuff are you looking forward to for the holiday season this year?
I really want a big spidey robot mech.
Well, that's what you've asked Mr. Claus for. But like, what's your favorite part about Christmas?
Because we get what we always wished for, and we can make snowmans.
That's fair. Yeah. What about like spending time with family?
I like the part where I spend time with peeps.
Yeah. I wish we could see peeps this
ha-ba,
year.
Ba 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 ba.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
Do you have any good jokes?
Why? How did red nose reindeer get a red nose? It's because he sees so much lights on in houses that his nose gets bright.
Why is he looking in people's houses?
It's because he's giving people presents.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Any other like things you want to do for this sort of impromptu kids will say the darndest things?
I like those gingerbread.
That's a cool. What were you just doing there?
I was doing a rap about gingerbread.
Okay. That was pretty good.
What do you like about gingerbread?
It's because they look like exactly like Peeps.
You think gingerbreads looks like... by the way, Peeps is our dad, Clint. My dad, I guess. Your grandpa. Don't eat the microphone. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bells, Batman's Mouse. I like Tickling Mommy.
Yeah, you do. Oh, that's part of the song. Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. That's part of the song.
Batmobile. Smells-a-wheel.
All right.
Get the poop.
All right. Hey. Stop it.
Hey, it is a capybara.
Hey, what do you do you like being a big brother on Christmas?
Yeah, this is Gus's first Christmas. Do you think he's gonna like it?
No? Why don't you think he's gonna like it?
Because he can't eat gingerbread. Because gingerbread are the hardest thing you know.
Okay, okay.
It's okay if I take the
red. No, we gotta leave the squishy part on the microphone.
Why?
It protects us from plosives.
What are plosives?
You just did one. Puh.
Pooky pook poo pook.
Yeah, that's great. That's excellent. That's part of the sound check process. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say to our enormous audience?
Bye, everybody.
D.
Bye.
Okay.
Have a merry Christmas.
He does not know what he just said, folks, and that's the best part of it. Okay, goodbye.
Bah.
How do we step into it now? Because was that the intro that our darling son
did? Yeah, we can just say like, hi, this is Rachel McElroy and I'm back, baby.
Yeah. We got DJ Henry on the ones and twos over in the corner on the beanbag chair. You'll probably hear a few outbursts from him. He appears to be watching some sort of puppet-based programming, so that's fine. Are we going to be able to pull this one out?
Of course, of course.
Okay. This is the last episode of the year. We were thinking we were not going to do one this week, but then we figured we're not doing one next week, so we got to give people something to, you know, snack on over the holiday weekend. So here it is.
Plus, this is the longest conversation we will have with each other all week.
Which is exciting. Yes, we've had big son home all week.
Yeah.
Little son is kicking it at his place until Christmas Eve.
His studio apartment
that he has down in the city.
Yeah.
He's very metropolitan. He's a very metropolitan baby, and people are always telling us that about him. But yeah. Happy holiday, whatever holiday you celebrate. Well, I guess if you celebrate Hanukkah, that's been over and done with for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, see, that's what's always kind of confusing. I think people want to be inclusive, but they also say happy holidays And sometimes your holiday has been over for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of holidays. So, like, blanket statement, you're usually catching more holidays than you're missing.
Yeah. We hope that you have some warmth and some hands to hold.
Yeah. I hope it is peaceful. I hope it is graceful for you. Because maybe you're not having a happy holidays. That's okay, too. I hope it is a restful holiday.
Yeah.
Because it won't fucking be for us. Do you have a small wonder?
Oh, boy. Our bathroom's done.
Y'all, I don't know. Real true fans, the real ones, will remember.
10 months, y'all.
We'll remember when 10 months ago...
Everything broke.
Everything broke, and our bathroom, both our bathrooms and our bedroom and closet all got destroyed in the great winter freeze. I'm using great as an adjective that means like huge and not yeah. like what a kick a winter freeze that was.
Yeah.
I really don't cuss around Henry. I don't think people know that who listen because I yeah, cuss a lot on the shows. Yeah,
that would surprise everyone to know. I think we are the holdout McElroys when it comes to the curse words around yeah. the children.
But anyway, we can finally use the bathroom again. It's good.
Yeah, we got sinks in there. We got a toilet. We got a shower. We got a tub.
Yep. Just all those the real bathroom stuff.
Not to brag, but those are the things that we yeah. have in there.
It's amazing to not have to go all the way upstairs every time I want to clean my body, bring clothes up from like a pile in our shoe closet that we yeah. had going for a while.
There was a process if you wanted to use our shared bathtub for a while where you had to scoop all of the action figures out of the tub so you could take a shower.
And that was my fault. Like I should really be better about cleaning up after myself. I'm going to say my big water bottle. Listeners sent this big water bottle, I think because I talked a while ago about how I was never getting enough water because I need to be able to
see it. What did you say
it
was? It's like 112 ounces or something?
I think
something?
It's 116. Let me see.
116?
Yeah, 116 ounces. And it covers you yeah. for the whole day.
It's got little motivational sayings and little timestamps on
where
the side.
Am I at? I'm just shy of 3 o'clock. Oh, man, I'm like 20 minutes behind, if you'll just excuse. You go ahead and
Yeah, that's what's helpful about it. I think, you know, Griffin likes things to be gamified. And since this tells you what time you should be at when you reach that level of water, it really like sets it.
It's so much water, so much water. And it makes me realize how bad I was doing because I've been peeing about 28 times a day.
Yeah.
And before that was not the case.
Before it was like 4.
No, I was still going a bit more than that. People don't need to know the specific
number
guessing. Of it. But
I don't actually
know. I'm feeling powerful, feeling wet.
So we picked a topic for this week, kind of a shared topic.
Yeah.
When we have little time to prep, we like to come up with a thing that we think we both can talk about with a certain level of expertise.
Yeah.
And so in the spirit of the season... And a location that I think many of you might be familiar with, we are going to talk about the most wonderful stores at a shopping mall.
We've talked about shopping mall as a segment before, but I don't think we've ever gotten granular with the shops.
Yeah, we've never provided free advertising to multiple locations within the mall.
You said this is going to be a topic familiar to lots of our listeners. I don't know that that's true. I don't know that... Like the mall is a hot spot necessarily for teens and 20 somethings.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, because I guess a lot of people get their stuff online.
Yeah,
but I mean, where do the teens go if not to the shopping plaza?
I mean, we're in late stage capitalism, baby. They make stuff. They make stuff. They make shirts.
Yeah, that's
not
fair.
Other shirts.
They go on the Etsy.
They go on Etsy.
They let somebody else make it for them.
That's right. We went to a mall today, which was, boy, howdy, they really weren't wearing a lot of masks there.
Yeah. So when we went to Seattle, we got to experiment with a place that requires that you are vaccinated and that you wear a mask in any public location.
Everywhere.
You enter. In Texas.
Even in Austin. This is like the big shopping mall in Austin, and
We masked up and then walked in, and we were like way in the minority of masked folks.
Yeah.
In a very busy time of year.
Right. Yeah, we don't have to drill down on this, because this is, I don't want our final episode of 2021 to be like super righteous, but hey, oh wait, we do have lots of people who listen to us. Please wear masks and get vaccinated and boosted. Me and Rachel got boosted this past Monday. And we're strong as hell right now.
It's true.
Anyway, we went to the mall, and guess what?
We went to the mall.
The mall is basically a lot like the mall was when I was a youngster, except with more kiosks.
There's so many kiosks. And the people that work at the kiosks, I don't really understand how kiosks work.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think they're all like money laundering.
I think it seems like you could just roll a kiosk out at the end of the day and never come back.
Yeah, sure. Or you could roll one in and nobody would like ask any questions.
There's something so mobile about a kiosk that it just seems like a different set of kiosks could show up every day and I would never be the wiser.
Yeah.
So,
not the best mall visit. Our mall has the following stores. Every department store, it's got a Build-A-Bear workshop, which Henry is a big fan of.
Let me suggest a format.
All right.
Because I'm sure everyone's very interested in what our mall has.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody isn't hearing the sound of our voices and saying, like, they sound so tired. What are they doing?
I wanted to kind of break it up into, like, for example, best food court establishment.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's a lot. That's a big one.
So I have some particular favorites in mind of like, if I am at a mall and I'm going to get a food item, what are my top food court locations?
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be entree.
It doesn't have to be. Well, I think we should make it there for a meal or there for a snack, because it's hard to beat.
Okay, yeah.
It is hard to beat a pretzel from my aunt.
Griffin's aunt.
My aunt and the incredible pretzels she made. Like, that's undeniable. Those are good as
hell. I know. God, they're so good.
If I'm sitting down for... Okay, I will say this. When I was a wee lad and I would go to the mall, there was one dining establishment that would have people stand outside with a little tray, with little munchums, little samples of their wares, and that was the Chick-fil-A restaurant. Obviously... In 1994, I didn't know what kind of sinister stuff they were up to.
What were they sampling, though? How do you sample a
little chicken nuggets?
Oh.
Yeah, man. So anytime you would walk by, it was right next to the arcade. It was dope. I would go play at the arcade, walk away, get a little nugget, walk back, get a nugget on the way back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a dope little setup.
Can I talk about something that if we don't talk about soon, it's going to be hard for me?
Yeah.
And that is the Sbarro.
Sbarro.
This was a trip to New York City.
Hey.
For a small Midwestern girl, just with big city dreams.
Yeah.
Going to the Sbarro, just felt like, look at this slice of pizza.
Yeah.
This is how they do it in the big city.
I used to roll the R's because I didn't know... Sort of what the
you didn't know the nationality.
Well, I didn't know the what is the entomology anyway, I didn't know where the source of Sbarro.
Like
it sounds good though, right?
Yeah,
I would eat Sbarro also.
I just like if I'm going to a mall, I want a slice of pizza.
I hear you. I tended toward once I reached a certain age. There was a restaurant called Big Loafer at the Huntington Mall that did just like huge like pepperoni pizza sandwiches and like just outrageous unhealthy foods.
What is with West Virginia and the pepperoni?
It's good meat.
Just put it in everything all the time.
We don't put it in everything, but the stuff we put it in a lot and we love it.
I saw you make a pepperoni sandwich the other day and I was like, this would have never occurred to me before I met you.
A pepperoni sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? Are you saving it specifically for the realm of pizzas?
For the pizza, yeah. I didn't really know you could put it other places.
You can put it wherever you want to.
Love it.
But I hit a point where all I wanted was like Chinese food. And I feel like every food court has that to some degree.
Yeah.
And it's never great, but there is a lot of it. And so like if I'm at the mall, I just want to eat some like greasy, it's just some greasy food.
That's wild.
Yeah. I like it. I still like it. I was tempted by there's a Panda Express at our mall, which like I'm not, you know, a fan of, but I'm at a mall, you know? Do as the Romans do.
Okay. Now I want to talk about the immersive store.
Oh my.
There are certain stores in the mall that are like little Disney rides and that you walk in and they are really creating.
They transport you away.
An experience for you.
Sure.
It's not like you know what store you're in while you're in it, I guess is a way to say it.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest was Hollister, I feel like.
Yeah,
Hollister
and Abercrombie.
Abercrombie, I think even less than Hollister, because Hollister had like this black facade that you had to walk around. And then you would be in this dark, stinky, polo shirt breeding ground. And I was always so out of place while I was there. It was more aspirational when I was 17 years old. And then by the register, they had a big TV set up that always had a live cam feed of Huntington Beach. And I was like, this is what it's all about.
Wild.
That was the Huntington Mall experience. I don't think I ever bought anything. I only shopped on clearance there and at the American Eagle Outfitters, which was where I got a lot of clothes, but it was less sort of, that was less of a journey.
No, the clearance at American Eagle was choice.
They always had something right.
Another immersive store. I mean, the Disney store, right?
Yeah, we didn't have one of those in Huntington.
You didn't have one? No. Oh, man, it's always a treat.
I kind of like grown-up stuff.
All right, now do we want to talk about the Spencers and the Hot Topic?
Yeah, those are sort of their own thing.
I would argue that Hot Topic was pretty immersive.
Yeah, for sure. And I would say Spencers was, too, because it's like you're going from a pretty wholesome mall into a place where they sell shirts and greeting cards that say ass on them.
Yeah.
And Henry wanted to go inside of Spencer's today, and I stepped inside, and there was a card game called, like, For Weed Smokers Only, and then, like, a bunch of towels that had the F word on it. I was like, I gotta get my little child out of here.
Were there any, like, three-dimensional items with the human form on them?
Like, erotic?
Yeah.
Not that, maybe they keep that stuff at the back of the store. I did not let us get
I just feel like there was, it was not unusual to find, like, a mug or a hat that had a busty silhouette.
Oh, that's all right. No, today when I walked in, there were like a dozen people looking at the same like three pieces of Demon Slayer merchandise.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to go any further in here. Didn't check out the Hot Topic, but Hot Topic was, I'm surprised that like the religious leaders of Huntington, West Virginia did not lead some sort of boycott or protest when the Hot Topic got
added. Well, it was confusing, right? Because you'd walk in and you thought like, oh, the store is so metal. And then you'd be like, oh, but there's a Care Bears hoodie.
Yeah.
Like there was just enough of a mix that you were like, wait, what is this store?
Yeah, that was the first store I think I ever saw that capitalized on like nostalgia. So like there was like NES, like Zelda shirts and stuff like that. And then there was also like Invader Zim jeans and stuff like that. And I remember thinking like, this is so cool. This is the first shop at the mall that has shirts with things I care about on them.
Yeah.
But that phase didn't last terribly long, I feel like.
What were your other kind of like go-tos? Like if you're going to hit a mall.
Yeah.
Like what?
I mean, I always beelined for Babbage's. For a while, our mall had Babbage's on one end and Electronics Boutique a little bit further down, both of which got absorbed into GameStop eventually.
Yeah.
Which that was a sad day. But I had two video game stores playing off one another, trying to get the best deals. I would check the trade-in value for my Super Nintendo games at Babbage's, and I'd be like, okay, hold up right here, because I'm going to go price match over at the Electronics Boutique. That was a sweet little racket I had going there.
when I was coming up was when Forever 21 hit the scene.
My God.
This was just starting. And this was where you could go get like five pairs of thong underwear for $20.
Is that a good price?
Yes.
Okay. This was not much.
$4 a pair. I mean, that's not.
It's not much material.
That's true. That's true. But when I was coming up, thong underwear was like a new thing.
I like that you call it thong underwear.
Am I just supposed to say thongs?
I guess, yeah, I think people are going
to
assume.
I wanted people to know I wasn't talking about the sandals.
I think when you talk about, when you use the term thongs and Forever 21 in the same one, they don't think.
Yeah, I'm not going to say the P word.
P word?
Panties.
Honey, you're a grown woman.
Panties.
You're a grown woman. You should be able to express that.
It sounds so infantile, though, to say that word.
Yeah, I guess it does.
It's like, oh, I'm going to put on my slippies and my panties.
You really can't get through that one.
I hate it. Yeah.
That is also not a word that we want our co-star today to start running around the house shouting.
Yeah, the Forever 21. Now, one thing we didn't talk about when we hit the food court was the dessert options.
Okay.
We passed today at the mall the cookie.
The Great American cookie.
Oh man, a cookie cake.
Yeah.
I would still take that for a birthday.
Great American cookie cake?
Yeah, I don't know if the kids know that about the cookie cakes.
I never felt not miserable after eating a Great American cookie cake.
Oh, too much, like with the icing and the cookie?
Because you eat a slice of it and you're like, that was normal, without realizing that cookies typically are not 3 inches deep.
That's fair.
It's not usually a deep dish cookie. I mean, again, I have to go back to my aunt's place to get like them cinnamon sugar crusted pretzels.
I was going to ask you what your stance is on Dippin' Dots.
Hate it. Terrible. It's like, do you like ice cream without the smoothness and good flavor of ice cream, and also your tongue gets burned by ice cream? Are you sure, Dippin' Dots? Yeah. Also, it's way more expensive. All right.
It's the ice cream of the future.
It's the ice cream of the future. Because the future, and guess what? They were right. The future got worse. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that the ice cream would get worse.
Did you have in your mall like a candy store?
Yes.
That was just like bin upon bin of like.
Yeah. You got to understand, there was a period for me where I could go to the mall. I could hit up Babbage's, hit up EB, maybe walk around Borders for a while, check out the clearance rack at American Eagle, go grab, you know, some Chinese food for lunch from the food court, go to the candy store to buy like a shoot ton of Sour Tape and jelly bellies and all that jazz, go see a movie and sneak that candy in, eat at dinner at the food court, and then dip back home. Spend like 7 hours at the mall.
Yeah. Gosh, that reminds me of the mall that used to be near our house had a little Mexican restaurant called Chevy's.
That's dope. That's a good name. Are you sure it wasn't Chevy's?
I mean, that's how it was spelled.
Okay.
But I think we all thought we were being true to some kind of pronunciation by calling it Chevy's. And you would get a sombrero on your birthday.
That's...
It was just an exciting...
How authentic.
It's just an exciting place to be.
Yeah.
We also, I don't know, did your mall have a lot of restaurant, like, go sit down restaurant options?
It had like two.
Yeah.
I think one was a Outback Steakhouse, maybe, or something in that. They had onions, fried onions. So it was somewhere in that in that range. Because I definitely had like a homecoming dinner there once. Yeah, it wasn't haute cuisine, I would say.
And for those St. Louis listeners, I want you to know that I'm not talking about the Galleria, which was the fancy mall.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Crestwood Mall.
All right.
Which was very close to where I lived.
Sure.
And I guess you all didn't have the luxury of like the fancy mall and just the okay mall.
Yeah, we just had the okay mall.
Just the one.
And then like a satellite Toys R Us. In the region. Hey, this is speaking of commerce. Can I steal you away real quick?
Yeah.
We have some very special holiday Jumbotrons. That's right. Straight over the plate Jumbotrons.
Okay.
It's a Christmas miracle. This one is for Ian. It's from Jamie, who asks. No, they don't ask. They say. Conclusively. To Ian, my angel from the moon, the lum in my limes, thank you for 11 years as my wonderful thing, and thanks in advance for all the years to follow. I can't wait to marry the heck out of you. You can marry the heck out of me at the same time, and it will be like a mutual love fest. P.S. Shoshi says hi and would like to play with Mouse on String. That's wonderful and good.
You think that's a cat, or do you think that's like
Shoshi?
Yeah. Do you think that's like their roommate who likes Mouse on String?
I mean, here's the thing. In the studio today, we have a little gentleman who I bet I could shake a mouse around on a string and he would get hours of entertainment out of that.
It's fair. You want me to read this next one?
Please.
It is for Danielle. It is from Jackson. Hello, my dearest Danielle. I love you more than the moon and the stars. Thank you for being a wonderful wife and a magnificent mother. You have been the greatest gift life has ever given me. Thanks for listening to Silly Podcasts made by Silly Brothers with me. Can't wait to listen to many more with you. You are my love and my light. Love, Jackson.
That's
you think they're
so
talking about you, or are they talking about, like...
I mean, there's lots of silly brothers
like
out there,
the Duplass brothers.
The Duplasses, the Greens.
The Wilsons.
The Jiggle Pantses. Those are a bunch of silly clowns.
Yeah.
They're related. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, they're a lot, actually. A little bit of the Jiggle Pantses goes a long way.
This week on Tights and Fights, Austin Creed, better known as WWE superstar Xavier Woods, unbalancing his many passions.
This dude actually wants these ridiculous things. He wants to wear a crown. He wants to be a G4. He wants to have a yacht rock band. Like, he wants to DJ at a festival one day.
WWE and G4's Austin Creed on Tights and Fights. Find it on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me hit you with this. Ever have a mall date?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I had like a mall double date, kind of. I had a friend who, and everybody has this friend, who dated a lot and always found somebody's, like, found a friend to set me up with. And so this was a friend that I talked to on the phone. And then we were going to meet at the mall for the
I feel like I'm hearing an audiobook of PIN 15.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Exactly. And so this was like my first time meeting this friend. And it was never clear to me because I was always kind of naive. Like, am I supposed to like date this person now? Mm. Like, it felt like I never knew how to play it.
Right.
So I was always very aloof, and that never worked in my favor.
Yeah.
So it was like, so I just remember this circumstance where it was like we were all milling around the big clock, and like he sat down in the clock area, and I was like, I could tell that maybe I was supposed to sit next to him, but I was very unclear of whether or not that was welcome, and so yeah. I didn't. And then that felt like a very pivotal moment.
Yeah, sure.
I just never knew, like, where is this supposed to go? Did you have more like hand holding?
So
like,
That's the thing. I remember I went one time, and it was like a group situation, but there was one very lucky lady who I had my eye on. I cannot remember who that was. There was a Minsker on that day. I can't remember if it was Justin.
You can't remember which one it was?
And we just walked around the mall for a while. We hit up Hot Topic. I remember very clearly I bought a ring that had like a flame emblem on the front of it, and I bought that and was wearing it. And then we went to see Crazy Beautiful in theaters. And the whole time I was doing that, like, inching the hand closer and closer and closer.
The one with the flame ring?
Yeah, it would have been, yeah. Trying to get some handhold situation. I think I did. I think I got there.
You got handhold.
But also I remember we walked out of that movie because we weren't on the right level to meet Crazy Beautiful with yeah. the energy it was sort of trying to give us.
Yeah. Although I will say you remember the name of the movie, but none of the people that were there.
I thought you were going to say who's in the... I think it's a Kirsten
That's
Dunst.
What I'm saying. That movie must have made some kind of impression. Because you don't remember whose hand you were trying to hold.
No, I mean, there were so many hands, babe. You got to understand.
Yeah, and then I went with friends a lot. I mean, it was the kind of thing where somehow we would find a way to spend hours there.
Well, I mean, it's I don't know. I cannot imagine living that way at the mall that we have here in Austin, because it feels like the demographics have like changed pretty dramatically of like who wants to spend money on what stuff. But the Huntington Mall, man, like I didn't even get to the arcade. Tilt. We would go to Tilt and just like play Dance Dance Revolution, and
we had
all
Exilorama.
These...
Oh, that's what good ours was too. Called. Yeah, I know.
So it was like, what kind of stuff was I into at the time? Video games, candy, toys, movies. Like I just go and kick it there for
now,
a whole day.
I want to speak about Claire's, but I imagine you don't have a lot of Claire's experience.
I know. Here's what I know. It's where you go to get your ears pierced.
Correct.
And as such, it is a sort of like necessary, like you have to, it's a pilgrimage situation where you have to go, you have to go to Claire's at some point.
I never got my ears pierced there, or ever, actually, for that matter. But you get the cheap yin yang necklace.
Oh, I mean, I had plenty of places to get a cheap yin yang necklace.
And I will also say there was a period of time where I would purchase temporary tattoos
from Claire's.
From Claire's.
That's pretty cool.
And like temporary nail tattoos. It was a strange time because I can't imagine spending money on that now.
On temporary. You can't imagine spending money on temporary nail tattoos as.
Well, I just can't imagine anyone doing it. I guess flash tattoos are a thing now.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're called.
There's so much in this episode so far that is like our parents telling us dumb stuff that they did when they were, you know, when they were little guys. And we hear that saying like, that's so dumb. Like, why did you do that? Why did anyone care about that?
Yeah.
And we have definitely hit the point where we have, I mean, most of our stuff from before the year, let's say 2012, is that.
Mm-hmm. I will. Can I say just a few of my other faves?
Shops?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So there was the Nature Company. Did you have like a nature-y store in your mall?
Absolutely not.
When I say nature, I mean like this is where you would go to get your wind chimes and your rain sticks.
No.
And maybe your kaleidoscopes.
Who was your chosen kaleidoscope retailer?
Our Nature Company was right next to the Wicks and Sticks, which was a candle store.
Yeah.
So they really kind of like they cornered the market right there.
Right.
You could get in and get out real easy if there was a particular audience you had in mind.
We had a dope corner that was like Sears and then a shop that I'll name later, and then like a fancy jewelry store. And the shop that was in between them was called Excalibur, and all they sold was pewter fantasy statues and swords. It was so sick. I went in there every time I went to the mall, never bought anything ever, but I was like, look at all these wizards.
This is one of those moments where I think I'm like, if I had known the Griffin of yesteryear,
you would have gone wild for it. Borders too. I mean, Borders was like,
we didn't have, we had like a B. Dalton, I think.
I thought you worked at a cafe, a Borders cafe.
Worked at a Barnes & Noble, but it wasn't attached to a mall.
Oh, okay.
And the other place I was going to talk about, you and I discussed recently, which was the Gloria Jean's Coffee Beans.
Did we talk about this recently?
Well, we were talking about chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Oh, right.
And how that was a big thing.
For some reason.
And Gloria Jean's, before Starbucks, I feel like really blew up, was the place where you could go get like an icy mocha drink with whipped cream on top.
Yikes.
Oh, and some chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Stop it.
And just bounce around the mall for a while.
Yeah.
It was great.
It makes me sad. I mean, I will never have a place like that again, I suppose. Outside of like, I don't know, Disney World, where I just go and I'm like, everything's here that I need. I don't know that fills the same void for like younger people than us. I don't know. I mean, I see lots of younger people at the mall, but like, do y'all live here today? Because that's how it should be.
Here's the thing. Here's what I think makes the mall kind of a wonderful date.
Okay.
I mean, there's lots of walking around.
Sure.
It's nice to have a place to walk around.
Yeah.
You know, and you can kind of, you do a little flirting, like, oh, I'd like to see you in that sweater. Or like.
Oh, that was good. Oh, babe, that got me real hot under the collar.
Or like, oh, let's go get a pretzel we can share.
I'd like to gad your zooks.
Let's sit on this bench by a fountain.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a trip to Europe.
Right.
I don't know. You learn a lot about a person at a mall, I guess.
You do.
Like, if I had gone on a date with you and you'd wanted to go in the wizard store, I would have been like, okay, now I know something about Griffin.
No, you would have fucking... He's got the headphones on. You would have loved the wizard store. It was so wild. I really hope it's still there. I never saw anyone else in there.
So it's probably not still there, honey.
But it was there for, you know, 10 years or whatever when I was at my prime mall going age.
Yeah.
Everyone was wild for that wizard store.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else we want? Let's. How should we close this out? I will say that I for a long time, deeply associated Christmas with the mall.
Yeah. I mean, that was part of the reason I wanted to go today, honestly. Yeah. We are like looking for ways to siphon off Christmas cheer right now.
We were going to go to Huntington and spend Christmas with the family, but we, due to the Omega virus, we canceled those plans last week, which was very, very, very sad for
us. And so we hadn't really set up a plan for like getting in the spirit in our local area. And then we were just like, okay, what is available to us still now that we are a few days out?
Right.
And that's when I was like, oh, a shopping mall.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, they had Santa kids waiting. Yeah,
Claus will be there. We'll have some trees.
Yeah.
Some music playing over the speaker.
Uh-huh. Great American Cookie Company probably has some things that look like Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. I guess, and you talked a little bit about this, I guess kind of like if you were to plan out, like if you could go to any mall store through time in like a little visit, just like a trip, like let's say I'm 14, I'm going to the mall.
Yeah.
What's like my best mall day ever?
I've described it, I feel like. I described it earlier. Two different video game stores, candy, movie, two different meals of mall Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think for me, a lot of clearance racks, right? Like hitting up the Limited 2, hitting up Express, you know.
I'm so glad to hear you talk about this because I never bought anything that wasn't on a clearance rack.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was like, I recognize that these were the clothes that people would wear that were like popular and attractive, but I couldn't like really buy into it or invest into the look. But if I could find a skirt that was half price,
yeah,
I could justify it. And yeah, Gloria jeans and then, you know, a slice of pizza. We used to like to go into the department stores and kind of wreak a little
goof around,
wreak a little havoc, you know.
I'm sure the employees who are making like $7 an hour really appreciate
it. Felt really bad about it in retrospect, but you know those tables where they would spread the ties out in like a perfect like pattern all the way around in a circle. I'd like to go.
Oh, cool, Rachel.
Ruffle,
cool up. Teen Rachel.
I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, I would go over to like a display case with all these different perfumes on it and just kick it to feel something. I never did anything like that, but that's only because Justin worked at pretty much every store at the mall.
Yeah.
And so I sympathized with literally everyone who had to do that. That was sweet, though, when like my man worked at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Got the friends and family discount.
That was always a great spot. Another place we had, sorry, I'm traveling right now.
No, take it. Let's go.
Oh, God, was it called Splashers?
Splashers?
It was when I was in middle school and you were looking for a place where you could get jeans with a patch on them.
And it was called Splashers?
I want to say it was called Splashers.
Was it Dan Flashes? These Somebody jeans have the most complicated designs on them.
But it was like there were swimsuits and there were jean shorts that had little smiley face patches on them.
Oh, God, yes.
And you could get like the John Lennon sunglasses and like a bucket hat. It was like everything. I think Splashers was the name of the tanning place in my college town. Now that I think it was called Splash. I think it was just Splash.
Splashers.
Singular. Not one who splashes.
Okay.
I think it was just Splash. Anyway, it felt like a trip down to like a hip college neighborhood.
Yeah, sure. For somebody who had no idea what a hip college neighborhood looked and sounded like.
Anyway, so that's my mall trip right there.
I'm glad we discussed this. Mm-hmm. I like thinking about the mall, I guess, in particular, what it represents, which is to say, a simpler time where you could buy things or mess up a tie display and not feel anything. Any guilt or anything. Man, Henry is really kicking those blinds now, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think we're losing him. So maybe we should lose the audience too.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. I know it's a weird one, and I know we sound like two people on their last legs, but that's only because we've been sick all month.
Well, and another reason that I wanted to record is I wanted to remind folks, if you haven't bought tickets yet for the January 7th wonderful virtual live performance, please do that.
Yeah, you go to bit.ly/wonderfulabc2021.
Yeah, tickets are $5 or more if you're able to give more, and we will have something remarkable planned, no doubt.
Yeah, and all those ticket sales go to benefit the Austin Bat Cave.
Yeah, which is a creative writing program for youth here in Austin, and they do really good stuff.
They do. Thank you to Bowen and Augustus for the use of our theme song, Money Won't Pay. You can find a link to that in the episode description. And we got merch over at macroymerch.com. And that's it, y'all. Have a happy rest of your year. We'll be off next week. We'll talk to you in 2022. And we really appreciate all y'all. And even during a year like the year we've had, love doing this show.
Yeah, it means a lot to us to be able to do the show and have so many people that like it.
Yeah. So don't stop liking it. And the end.
Ho, ho, ho.
There he goes.
We gotta go to bed because he's here.
Is that would be dope. It's 3:49 p.m. I would love to. Sorry, son, we all gotta go to bed right now. Santa Claus is on the roof and he's waiting. If Santa Claus tried to climb on our roof, he would die.
Yes, yeah, a dangerous roof.
Oh, before we go, maybe do you want to open this present I got you?
Oh, sure.
What do you think, babe? Tell everybody what it is.
Ooh, it's vitamins.
Actually, those are my antidepressants. But I promise you, you take those, you're going to have a sky-high Christmas, man.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Hey there, I'm Ellen Weatherford.
And I'm Christian Weatherford.
And we've got big feelings about animals that we just gotta share.
On Just the Zoo of Us, your new favorite animal review podcast, we're here to critically evaluate how each animal excels and how it doesn't, rating them out of 10 on their effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics.
Guest experts give you their takes informed by actual, real-life experiences studying and working with very cool animals like sharks, cheetahs, and sea turtles.
It's a field trip to the zoo for your ears.
So if you or your kids have ever wondered if a pigeon can count, why sloths move so slow, or how a spider sees the world, find out with us every Wednesday on Just the Zoo of Us, which can now be found in its natural habitat on MaximumFun.org.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.